Palestinian prisoner dies in Israel's Eshel prison in the southern city of Beersheba. Israel's prison officials say that Raed Abdel Salam al-Jabari hanged himself in the bathroom. They also say that a medical team has tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead upon arrival in Beersheba's hospital. The Palestinians have rejected Israel's claim of the detainee's suicide, calling for an impartial investigation. They also say that the 35-year-old man had died under mysterious circumstances. Al-Jabari was arrested in July for unclear reasons. Earlier in the day, another Palestinian man died of his wounds sustained during Israel's 50-day war in Gaza. He had been seriously injured in Rafah. Bruce Cass is the co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, who joins us from Montreal to tell us what he thinks about this story. Bruce Cass, welcome. So we have a Palestinian prisoner who has died in the prison there, Eshel prison in Israel. And of course, we know the conditions that these Palestinian prisoners are actually imprisoned, and also the reasons many to have been detained for no reason. Is this going to give a rise to more Palestinian anger? And of course, how is that going to be vented out in the occupied territories?
Well, I think that one of the principal underlies this entire incident is the fact that Israel continues on with a system of administrative detention, whereby Israeli authorities arrest Palestinians essentially for political reasons, for also for reasons of terrorizing the local population, because it's part of a long-standing terror campaign. And this is without without any formal accusations, no formal reason. We have no idea why this man, this Palestinian prisoner who died, was arrested in the first place. And this is part of an ongoing process of dehumanization, of imprisoning people with the objective of intimidating, of terrorizing the population, as I've mentioned. And indeed, there should be an impartial investigation. But you know, the word impartial investigation, when it applies to Israel, is really something that is more of a fantasy than a reality, because there's no such thing as an impartial investigation when it comes to Israel, especially not if it's Israel that's putting pressure on other countries in order not to be blamed for what amounts to a one more war crime.
And quickly, if you can, if you put it in that context, then what are we looking at in the bigger picture when it comes to what happened in this 50-day war that Israel incurred on the Gaza Strip? Lots of deaths there.
Well, again, in order to do what they've done, which in the question of Gaza was to kill more than 2,000 people and wound more than 10,000, and hundreds of children killed and wounded. That's only a possibility once you've completely dehumanized the other, okay? And in terms of Israeli attitudes toward the Palestinians are the other. They're not even considered human beings. And we've seen the attitudes of many young Israelis considering in relation to Gaza. There's a rise in intolerance in religious extremism in Israel, and this comes from an offshoot of the extreme right wing coalition that actually rules Israel. I don't see any real change in the terrain unless the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel is intensified, not simply to apply to the illegal Israeli settlements, but to everything Israeli and at all levels, be it economic, cultural, sport, whatever. And this is beginning to happen. But we already know about the hypocrisy of Western governments that have been complicit with Israel, have covered their war crimes, even at the International Criminal Court, which again, nothing may come of that unless non-aligned countries take up the question of Israeli war crimes and try to circumvent the U.S. veto.
Thank you very much for that. Bruce Kass, co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity from Montreal.